Tweet at Today SOR.
Lots of people with questions and observations about water charges. Anne in Dublin says, I have my elderly parents in my home every weekend, Friday to Monday. Extra showers, lots of extra washing, etc. Is there any way of claiming for this? I suspect not, Anne. Helen in Kinsale says, on water charges, I received my old age pension last Friday. I had €5 left over after paying my bills. Lots more where those texts and messages came from now. For the thousands of students who have spent the last few weeks settling into their Leaving Cert year, the coming months will be filled with study and stress and an attempt to find out what it is they want to do when school lets them out for good. Career guidance counsellor and education columnist with the Irish Times, Brian Mooney, is with me. Brian, you have just brought out a new book. It's called Start Your Career Journey Here. All sorts of steps and bits of advice and timetables about when you have to do certain things. I suppose... You know, when you're 17 or 18 or heading in that direction, figuring out who you are and what you want to do, not the easiest thing.
It's not the easiest thing at all, Sean. And the advice that I give, and it's central to this book, is ultimately all you can be expected to do is to figure out the next appropriate step. If you can get that one right, into first year somewhere or into an apprenticeship or into a PLC course or take a gap year, whatever is right for you for next year, you get that one right. And then that brings a whole new experience into your life. You integrate that, you reflect on that, and you take it to the next
step. So it's about the stepping stone as opposed to journey's end.
Absolutely. It's about the stepping stone. And the whole thrust of the book ultimately is about helping you take that step, step by step, bring you forward. And we have lots of reflections in the book from people who have done that, you know, who are talking about their experience, etc. And, you know, that's ultimately what the book is about.
Mostly the students will be at their desks, we hope.
Absolutely,
or in their
yes.
classrooms. So parents, how can they help or hinder that process?
Well, they can help and hinder the process. They can hinder it in a sense if they have in their head what they want for their child, something that they might have wanted to do in their own life they didn't achieve, and they want that for their child. The unfortunate thing is that the reality of the world of work is that 50% of the jobs that are here today but will be gone by the time your actual son or daughter leaves college in 5 or 6 years' time, because the churn is so rapid now with technological change. And therefore, the jobs that were there when you were in college 20 or 30 years ago that you probably have in your head are probably completely different to what's actually happening out there.
Well,
in the
I think
world.
Of journalism, for
yes,
instance.
Absolutely.
I mean, would you want one of your kids to embark down that road the
well,
way terms and conditions
you
have
know,
changed?
But then again, Mark, bringing the digital world into journalism, and you know what I'm saying? I can work as a columnist for the Irish Times now. I couldn't have done it in the old era because I'd have had to be sitting at a desk in there. I can do it online. I can submit online. So effectively, technology creates opportunity as well as kills them.
And the other thing is, I suppose that you know, you've got to think in terms of getting, in many instances or in most instances, not just, you know, a good Leaving Cert, but you have to think beyond that educationally to third level.
Oh, you have to. And I mean, what I'm doing here is I'm taking the Irish education system with the CAO process, the UCAS education system with the UK, the university opportunities that are now available in Europe, the whole new apprenticeship structure that's beginning to evolve through SULUS, opportunities in, for instance, the Defence Forces. There's a really good piece there from the Defence Forces in terms of opportunity in the Defence Forces. And I have pieces like for David Marshall has written a piece for me on, you know, careers in hairdressing and how he got into that. Glenn Power, the drummer in The Script, writes about his love of music and how that drove him to where he is today. I have Pádraig Ó Cuscaire in Galway who's writing about doing this degree program with Lidl where he's actually been paid to actually study, whereas doing it 6 months, but he's on a full salary for them as a trainee manager. So he's getting his whole education paid for. So there are so many other options.
That's
out there.
Nearly as good as being in the army, Brian, where
it
they
is,
educate
yeah.
you for free. Now, there are certain things that are happening. They're starting to happen very soon. I know, for instance, in Galway, the university has its big open day next
yes.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Other universities
yeah.
do the same
yeah.
thing. How to make the best use of something like an open day?
An open day, the best thing to do about an open day is obviously to know something about the college before you go there. So get their prospectus before you go there and realise that they want your custom just as much as you might want to get in there. So they are there receptive to you. So go in there and ask the questions. Don't just wander around. Go in, dialogue with the standholders on the various academic programmes, but also look at the rest of the life. What is it? When you're going to a university or an institute of technology for 3 or 4 years, years. You're going to be living in that environment. You're going to be involved in the clubs and societies. You're going to be involved in the local community. So every decision in relation to study also brings a whole load of other consequential decisions. So look at that and say, is something I'm comfortable with here? Do I want to be in lecture theatres with 200 others and in a city like Galway where a quarter of the population are students and therefore student life is a huge part of the city? Or do I want to go somewhere else where it's a very small college and we will be anonymous once we walk out the door of the college?
The other thing, and it seems, Brian, that no matter how many times you come into this studio and talk about this, the CAO form is something that people really need to take care to prepare for and then prepare for it even more and take more care.
Absolutely.
And maybe I shouldn't be astonished because I might have seen an example of it at close quarters. People with really good results end up getting no offer.
Absolutely. And I was talking to you recently with one of the people outside earlier on in that exact situation. One
like
of their
500
family.
Points plus yeah. and no offer.
Absolutely, because they made a total bags of the application process. And the gas thing, Sean, is
But how could that happen?
It can happen by virtue of somebody putting down medicine, physiotherapy, dentistry, pharmacy, etc. And then getting 500 points and having nothing below that. And nothing at level 6-7. So effectively, a person doesn't realise that the system is designed in such a way that you should have options for the ones you really dream about. And sometimes people don't even list those because they'll never get those points.
Yeah, well, that's the other side of the same coin.
That's the other side, you know. And people then put down a number of them that you really want for, but also have your bankers. And use the level 6-7 system, which effectively allows you to do a 2-year cert or a 3-year ordinary, which can transfer back to the level 8 you originally wanted in many cases.
What do you say to people who might come along and say, Brian, you know, he or she is working very hard, good kid, no problems, but he hasn't a clue what he wants to do next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we think he might, you know, he has enough ability and we expect him to get a half decent leaving cert. Yeah. So how do you help somebody like that to get focused?
Well, the problem, Sean, is, and this in many ways is one of the sad things about this book. The problem is that because of the cutbacks in education 2 years ago, the Minister for Education decided, Rory Quinn decided, that guidance counsellors would only now be provided in schools if the school could find the hours within their teaching hours. They took away all the guidance hours. So in many schools now, there is no guidance counsellor. So effectively, this book, in a sense, it's not trying to replace the guidance counsellor, but in a sense, it takes the student through step by step what they should do each month to enable them to get to the place that you're talking about, having some idea. But in essence, what you're saying to people is, everything you've done up to now, look at the results you've got in school and the subjects. Look at the classes that you're going into during the day that you enjoy. Look at the hobbies you may have. Look at whether you're an extrovert person or you love sitting, you know, in a one person situation where you're kind of doing maths or something. Find out the essence of who you are and then go into a general area. And this is another issue that we've talked about before. All of these very detailed course descriptions. Go into a general area. Decide to study arts. Decide to study engineering or whatever. Business.
Again, how do you distill out the person's suitability for something from the fact that maybe they like English because they like the English teacher,
yes,
or ditto for science? Again,
yes.
How do you separate the liking for the individual teacher or the encouragement that an inspirational teacher may offer from the suitability of a student for a particular career path or course?
Well, there's the issue, because quite often the inspirational teacher will awake something within you that will actually drive you forward. It was inspirational teachers that brought me into teaching. So effectively, was I a natural teacher or was it just the inspirational teacher? But effectively, if you go and study English because you love English, effectively, you're not making a career decision on that. You could end up in journalism. You could end up in the
public
service.
And it's okay if something is nurtured, clearly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If something is nurtured within you and it grows within you, then explore it. Take it step by step. Take it each year at a time. I mean, sometimes I get young people who will come into me and say, I don't know what I want to do next year. And I say, you know what? I'm 60 and I don't know what I want to do next year. Maybe I'll still stick at the teaching. Maybe I'll go and do something else. Maybe
well, it's the Brian Dobson formula, find something you're good at and stick with it.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
So again, the other thing is, and you've been beating the drum for this, I suppose, for several years now. There are options outside Ireland.
There are many options outside Ireland, and I include this in this. Effectively, you know, I was at this the Irish Universities Association conference yesterday about funding and universities in Ireland, and we're only looking inside our own box, because effectively, even though we are having cuts every single year on our own third level system, we're actually endangering it, because European universities have the opposite problem. They have a shortage of students. There's nearly 1,000 degree courses there. And you can get into one of those courses in very high points areas, what we used to call matriculation, 2 C's and 4 D's. Now, how long is it since you got into high point courses or high desired courses in Ireland for 2 C's and 4 D's? But you have to work hard to stay there. But what I'm doing here is I'm taking each option and month by month, September, October, November, throughout the year, I'm saying, okay, if you're interested in CAO, that's what you need to be doing. So next month, the CAO opens up, register for it. If you're looking at Oxford and Cambridge or medical degrees in the UK, this month, you have to sort that out. You know, so I'm taking it month by month, each month, going right through to next August when you get your offer.
Brian, thank you very much indeed for coming to studio. Brian Mooney, the book is called Start Your Career Journey Here. It's a tidy 186 pages and it's by the Educational Company of Ireland, selling for
£9.95, and it's in all good bookshops throughout the country.
Get it? A tenner well spent, Brian. Thanks for joining us, and the price of a shower left over when it's done.
Thanks.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.